Hello, it's Tuesday, the 21st of May in the year of our Lord, 2024. Myself and Christine are back with episode three of Prophecy News and Prophecy Watch. Christine's been off. She's been in sunny Florida, but she's been keeping up with all the prophecy news. How are you? Are you relaxing?
Oh my goodness. Yes. I am coming to you from a bright, sunny backyard with a beautiful pool that looks like the Garden of Eden surrounds it. So, yeah, I'm a happy girl. It is so lovely. And I'm so excited. We were just listening to Amanda Grace, and all that's happened, I have kind of unplugged from news. And so it's just like, wow, everything is happening at once. And I think you had mentioned that earlier. It was just beautiful. It really is like all the movies are playing at one time right now, no matter
All of
where you
them.
look, all of them. Yeah. And it's so that's how you know. And that's what God told us. He said, judgment is here. It's here. Your harvest is here. You're going to reap what you've sown. So if that time is now, it's not coming, it is now. If there is anything in your world you need to repent of or from, this would be the time to do that and get your head on straight and really square up with the Lord right now, because that is going to matter in such a big way. And it's just so beautiful. It's beautiful to watch it. It's a
Indeed. Now, you've been obviously keeping your eye around what all the prophets are saying at this time. What's been going on with the various prophets over this last week?
This has been really awesome. We had Barry Wunsch talk about God saying that I am repositioning many in this hour. And chart that was there's a whole word that goes with that, but Charlie Shamp said the days of blood and fire are here. So I think that as you look through, Diana Larkin said you're stronger than you think. And that there's going to be an ocean of glory. So there are two things happening at once. There's this prophetic warning to the body of Christ that it's time to make sure we're in line, but that we are about to be blessed beyond measure. I think that we're about to see just phenomenal things coming forth from God, blessings like you've never, ever experienced in your life. Things are going to turn on a dime. And what's beautiful, I'm going to read Barry Wunsch's prophecy that I am repositioning many in this hour, because I think that's happening. I think people that we're seeing it in Iran with leadership change and people just checking out. You're going to see a lot of that. God said that he has released the angel of death. So, you're going to see a lot of that. And anytime he says that, that usually happens, in the political realm. It happens a lot of times in the church. It happens a lot of time. I mean, every mountain of society will be affected. So keep an eye open for some very dramatic exits that may surprise people. But back to Barry Wunsch on March 27th, he had a word saying, I am repositioning many in this hour. And he said the Holy Spirit woke him early and shared this with him. He said, Barry, tell my people that I am repositioning many in this hour. I am bringing them into a position not only for what is ahead, but also for what is on the other side. I am releasing you, for there is a harvest coming in that you have been called for. Your old religious and political ways will no longer suffice. They are, in fact, dirty rags to me. Walk with me and let me bring you into your real identity, putting striving and performance behind you. Walk with me as I reveal my love to you and show you what it's like just to be my precious son and daughter. For it is out of this place that you come into everything I have for you. There is no other way. I am calling you out of your comfortable and predictable boxes. I'm calling you higher. I am transplanting those among you who have grown root bound but are no longer growing or flourishing. I'm calling them to a new ground, and you will be planted by others who will enhance your growth. You shall flourish and flower again. I am extracting those who are so dry in the desert that they are withering away to nothing. I see you. Ooh, that hit me so hard. Personally, that just hit me in my spirit so hard, because so often I think we, you know, we're in this fight and we are fighting hard every day, and you don't even realize how much of that eats away at you every day, and you need an outlet, and he is our outlet. He is. I'm going to continue with the word. That was just my own little thing there. I will extract you and transplant you into an environment that will bring you back to life. You will be stronger and more hardy and able to sustain anything that comes to you and what you are called to do. There will be others who shake themselves and stake, I'm sorry, there will be others who stake, S-T-A-K-E, themselves to you with me so that they can grow healthy in loving community. No longer will you be isolated. Ooh, hallelujah. I am breaking many out of the glass boxes right now, the glass structures where you were never created to be confined in, never allowed to come into the fullness of your giftings. Frustrations will be a thing of the past. I am removing you from these glass structures where there has been unjustified restrictions and spiritual abuse by insecure leaders, unreasonable control, unattainable measures, all intended to hold you back. I will heal and restore all. He didn't say some, he said all. He will heal and restore everything back to us. You shall come into true relationship and healthy and whole, loving spiritual mothers and fathers. Raise up my children. I love that. I am moving many away from the dry wells that flow with the fullness of my spirit. Behold me as you never have before. Draw unto me in this hour. You are safe with me. I will never leave you or abandon you. I will place a ring on your finger, and all will know that you are mine. Wow.
Wow.
So beautiful. And it is so true. As dark as things may look on one side, for us, for God's kids, you guys, the blessings that we are about to walk into, I can attest my whole, I can say literally since May 1st of this year, so in the last 21 days, 3 weeks, everything in my life has shifted and changed. Personally, everything is different than it was 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, mine too, actually.
Isn't that wild?
Isn't it?
And yeah, I love it. Love it. So he's moving. And it's
so, I was just wondering what if you know what Robin Bullock's had to say, if there's anything coming out of there.
Robin Bullock has been talking a lot about identity and destiny. And that's really his focus right now. He wants you to know your true identity in Christ, not just who you are, but who you are in him and who he is in you. Learning who the Father is, how he operates, and how he wants to bless you. And it's so beautiful. He's really been, we went, of course, to Warrior to the Prophetic Conference. We which was awesome. And again, it was really identity and destiny and just expecting, speaking the word of God, praying the word of God, and being able to hear the word, receive the word, believe the word, speak the word, and watch it work for you. That's what happens. That there is a formula, if you will, to this that not everyone was taught, and he's really trying to get that in people's heads. The more you spend time in the Bible, which is the written word of God, but it is also the inspired word of God, and it's alive. Jesus is the word. The word was with the Father from the beginning. It's so important. So the more we speak God's word and we're encouraging others with his word, you're changing your atmosphere, you're changing your surroundings. And just like that big thing, I didn't really catch it because I've kind of been unplugged, but there was a football team or a baseball team or some team where one guy chugged a beer and said something stupid at a graduation, and the other guy lifted up his faith and his family and his wife and was really encouraging. I don't know if you know who I'm talking about, but
no.
Anyway, it was something that here that happened over the weekend, and it was a real big thing on who's taking whose side. And you know, it's come out that everyone is basically standing for, you know, the righteous man that stood up in righteousness and stood for what God stands for. You're seeing that more and more and more. And as we all start to stand, God can finally move like he wants to move, because he has to move through us. You know, everything that happens on earth happens usually through his people, but we have to be willing to be used. So yeah, that's it. Just tune in, make sure you're hearing from God yourself, and stay in that place of prayer, but celebrate because the evil is being removed right now. It's all happening right now. And on the other side of this, it's going to be glory like we have never, ever experienced or could even dream.
Wow. So is there any other prophetic words about? Has there anyone else said anything a bit different? Or
I'm seeing just a lot of confirmation to that. I haven't seen anything outside of that. Diana Larkin had a really great one, April 23rd. It's entitled Ocean of Glory. And it says, this morning in heaven, I noticed another path to the right of my usual path that I take to meet the Father. I followed it to the ocean shore, and Jesus was waiting there for me. A golden light filled the horizon and shone into the sea, making it an ocean of glory. I asked Jesus to speak to me about this glorious sight. The ocean of glory was as smooth as glass and gently lapped the shore. Jesus spoke softly and said, this is the sea in heaven is filled with peace and glory, while on the earth, the oceans are stirred up, chaotic and foaming. The darkness has stirred up the waters by pouring their cauldron of strife, anger, and bitterness into the oceans of the world. The Holy Spirit winds have also stirred up the waves of exposure of hidden sin, perversion, and corruption. Even in the church, the waters roar for true justice and righteousness to be restored. The forces of dark and light are wrestling even in the waters of the ocean. Who has an answer to the uproar in the ocean? Jesus looked at me directly in the eyes and firmly said, I do. Do you see this ocean of glory in heaven? Look and see as I create an open portal at the edge of the water. Watch as this ocean of glory is poured out upon the world. It will bring my Father's kingdom to the earth in all of its power and glory. The ocean of glory will flood out the darkness, and they will be beached high and dry, exposed and taken away. The ocean of glory will sweep my people into the kingdom, and they will find true love and lasting peace. My ocean of glory is far more powerful than the darkness who feeds on people's fears and greed. My ocean of glory poured out will restore the awe and wonder of who my Father is, and eyes will be opened to the beauty of his kingdom accessed only by my blood, the most powerful sacrifice of love ever given. The evil empire cannot withstand or stop my ocean of glory from pouring out onto the earth. All that the darkness stole, built, and planned will be swept away by my ocean of glory. Your prayers, decrees, and declarations have opened the portal in heaven that the ocean of glory will pour through. And my ocean of glory is part of my rescue operation, and nothing can withstand its movement or its power. Welcome it and call forth my ocean of glory. And then she refers us to Haggai 2:6. That was beautiful. So, I mean, he's just talking about blessings are coming our way as far as that goes. Now, I did hear from, again, Christianos, that said, watch Kamala Harris. There will be a change soon. And great and mighty will be the fall. There will be an open one. So I'm not sure exactly what that's about, but I thought it was interesting that Kamala Harris was in that. And then, of course, we know the king of Iran did indeed die, it looks like, in the helicopter crash. She spoke of 144,000 coming back to Israel, and that to watch the weather, that's been a big one in a lot of the prophecies. Prophets have been talking about weather. There has been hail the size of baseballs and grapefruits in Texas, deadly winds in tornadoes.
Well, that fog came, that came out of nowhere, did it? That bad weather, supposedly.
In Houston, right, in Houston.
And but no, course, I'm talking about in Iran, the crash.
That oh,
bad
that
weather
too.
Came out of nowhere.
Yeah, well, and God's been telling us that there will be weather wars. So it's like you've got both sides fighting with the weather. So it's interesting, yeah. But there were four people that died in Houston. It started sprinkling, and then it started hailing like the size of grapefruits, and then they had tornadoes. It was like this beautiful sunny day, and then all of a sudden it came out of nowhere. Same thing. There were like several tornadoes, but that was wild. And one other thing that God said, and I think this is something that we can all listen for, he said that you will hear my mighty roar. You will hear the roar of Judah when you are home in the night. I will make sure you hear my roar. So I think that's interesting. Like, he is going to speak to each and every one of us personally, and no one will be able to deny it. And that's something that you can write that down. I mean, it's going to change everything. Imagine the entire world changing in one moment. If God does that to each person and we all have clarity. Wow. Right.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So that may be the best one to end on right there.
I think so.
Wings of faith. So it's beautiful. Just expect the unexpected and expect the supernatural. Our God is not a tiny God. He is not sitting up there wringing his hands, concerned about a thing. He's got this. He is totally and completely in control, because he has people here on earth that have said, yes, Lord, take control. And, you know, we just want to be obedient to your will. Your perfect will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And that's what we're praying. And that's what we're seeing. So it's very exciting.
So that's it. We'll be back tomorrow with the nightly news show. You can visit libertytactics.co.uk. You can buy us a coffee if you're liking what we're doing. You can follow Christine at Q Team Awesome over on True Social. She's also running the Lou Collins radio show page on Facebook, and she's looking after Liberty Tactics. And Catherine's blog, exposingthelie.info, and obviously publicchildprotectionwales.org. That's it. We'll be back tomorrow. Christine's going to be off. She's going to carry on relaxing. And when she comes back, she's going to be on fire. So hopefully maybe we'll do a prophecy watch on Thursday or Friday.
Sounds perfect. Be blessed.